When Mom gave me a biscuit, Brownie always got his half. He'd take a bite, then I would. Mama had to laugh, though she did not like it and said it wouldn't do. We'd crawl up under the porch and hide until we got through. To me, them was the good times, though I guess the day was tough. Never got much candy, but them biscuits was enough. I had a friend to share them, and sometimes when I was good, well, I got to go with him and Uncle Leonard to get wood. And Brownie was my buddy, little feistin' hound. Never got too lonesome when Brownie was around. Lived back up the holler, well, I was an only kid, and I guess that's why I learned to talk with Brownie like I did. He was Brownie's man, like I was Brownie's kid. I sometimes thought that he could talk with Brownie like I did. I know he could understand old Brownie like I could. And I sure was proud when him and Brownie took me to get wood. Brownie, he could catch a hawk and hold it by one ear. It didn't matter none how big it was, Brownie had no fear. If Leonard wanted squirrels, Brownie'd put them up a tree. And I guess that he was pretty good at looking after me. Brownie was my buddy, little feistin' hound. Never got too lonesome when Brownie was around. Lived back up the holler, I was the only kid, and I guess that's why I learned to talk with Brownie like I did. Brownie helped me watch the road, looking for my dad, who was far away and fighting in the biggest war we'd had. When I got too sad, he'd jump up and lick my face, run around in circles till he got me in a race. Guess the war was bad, but Daddy made it home okay. He was there to comfort me when Brownie passed away. Something in his eye, and my daddy held his little girl and listened to her cry. And Brownie was my buddy, little feistin' hound. Never got too lonesome till Brownie was around. I lived back up the holler, I was the only kid, and I guess that's why I learned to talk with Brownie like I did.